This is the Dr. Luciano Padilla Legacy Podcast.
The Word of God. And the more you read this Bible, the more you will know God. And the more you know God, hear me this morning, hear me, the more you know God, the greater your faith. Yes.
And now part two of Reaching the Lost at Any Cost with Dr. Luciano Padilla Jr.
You have heard it, but it has not penetrated. Because the day you hear the truth of God, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. 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 You cannot have experienced, received the truth, and remain the same. I want to hear this side. You can never have heard the truth, receive the truth, and be the same person. Never! If you tell me you've been born again, that you heard the truth, that you received the truth, that you've been a Christian for years, and you still lie and connive and gossip. And there has been no change in your life, you are fooling yourself. Because the truth of this gospel of Jesus Christ, it will change you. Hallelujah! I said it will change you from who you are to who He is. From who you are to who He is. The Bible, the Word of God says, if any man is in Christ, he is, not shall be, not perhaps, not maybe. If any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. Hallelujah. 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 So, I've been trying to say to you this morning, in terms about who are the lost, it's people who have not heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They've heard it with their ears, but they have not heard it with their heart. And until you hear it with your heart, it cannot change you. Secondly, who are these lost people that you and I must reach out to? And mind you, that we are to reach out to them. And we are to reach out to them just like God has put us together. See, you are unique. There's nobody like you. Nobody. God does not make duplicates. All of God's children are originals. No cloning. They're all originals. There's not another person like you. No. You're unique. And there's people who are like you who need you. That's why God made you unique, and that's why you are who you are. To reach those that you can reach. Who are these people that are lost? It's people, hear me. It's people who have failed to respond to God's revelation of Himself in nature and in country. Now, this is a very deep theological statement, which perhaps might go over the head of most of us here this morning. If you have not been in Bible school, perhaps you cannot understand what I just said. But let me just explain it to you. Let me just repeat it and try to explain it. That among the lost, there are people who have not heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But somehow, some way, God is going to reach them. Somebody's going to reach them. Secondly, the lost are people who have failed to respond to God's revelation of himself in nature and in conscience. Before there was ever a Bible who showed me the truth, the way, and the life, the truth, and the way. Before there was ever a Bible, before there was ever a preacher, before there was ever a church, God put in man a conscience. God put in man a consciousness, more than a conscious. Conscious is conscious, a consciousness, self-awareness. But a consciousness is more than just self-awareness. And God put in man a consciousness. And he revealed himself to man. And it's people who have failed to respond to whatever light they received. They have failed to respond to God's revelation of himself in nature and in conscience. The first Bible ever available. Hear me this morning. I'm sharing with you some very deep theological truths. Before there was ever a Bible, because the Bible reveals who God is. Hallelujah. Everybody say, the Bible,
the Bible is
who God is. It reveals who God is. If you want to know God, you read the Bible. You study the Bible. You live the Bible. You hunger for the Word of God. You thirst for the Word of God. And the more you read this Bible, the more you will know God. And the more you know God, hear me this morning, hear me, the more you know God, the greater your faith. Somebody didn't hear me. The more you know God, hallelujah, the more you know him, the greater your faith. Because the Bible, the Word of God, reveals, unfolds who God is. Who, in regards to his moral character, who God is. In regards to his very nature. In regards to his ability. I tell you, when you get to know the ability of God, thank God for Kenneth Hagin. Thank God for Kenneth Copeland. Thank God for Fred Price. Thank God for all these faith teachers. Thank God for them. Where did they get all this revelation from? Where did they get all this understanding from? Got it from the Bible. They got it from the Bible that God, the God you and I serve, is able to do all things exceedingly, abundantly, and beyond what you can think or imagine. Hallelujah! 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 You get to read this Bible, I tell you, you will know God. You will know God. And not only will you know him, you will trust him with your life. You will trust him not only with your life, but with your money. Not only with your money, but with your family. Not only with your family, you will trust him with everything. Hallelujah. Because whatever you put in God's hands is secure. Hallelujah. 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 Whatever you put in his hands is secure. And it's not only secure, anything God touches, it multiplies. Anything God touches, it multiplies. Why? Because He is the creative God. Everything He touches just multiplies exceedingly, abundantly, and beyond what you can think, what you can imagine. Hallelujah. Praise God. You get into this Bible and you'll know God. You will trust this God with your very life. I've been walking with Him now for many, many, many years. I tell you, goodness and mercy pursue me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, goodness and mercy, they pursue me. And everything God allows me to touch is blessed of God. That's who we are destined to be. So you were destined to be an instrument of God. Everything that you touch should be blessed to the glory of God. Who are these people that are lost? It's people who have failed to respond to God's revelation of Himself, nature, conscience. They may not have had a Bible, but it was just before their eyes. And everything created, there was a message that behind creation, there had, you see, the theologians, they discuss these issues, but we lay people, we just receive them by faith. This building just did not happen to come, drop out of the sky one day, out of the blue sky. No. There was an architect. In fact, before there was an architect, there was a pastor called Benjamin Crandall. Wonderful man of God. Who saw the building here before it was ever built. He saw a church here. Church here. And for 26 years, he saw that church become among the largest churches in the city before Brooklyn. In fact, Brooklyn Tabernacle didn't exist. Jim Symbol is a spiritual son. He used to come here to worship. Jim Symbol is a spiritual son of Benjamin Crandall. Times Square Church, David Wilkerson. If you ask him who is one of your spiritual fathers, among my spiritual fathers, there's a man by the name of Benjamin Crandall. Who after many years, he's retired, he's one of the associate pastors of Times Square Church. Who are these people that we are to reach? It's people who have not heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's people who have failed to respond to God's revelation of Himself in nature and conscience. They may not have had a Bible or a church or a pastor, but they have no excuse. They may not have had a Bible, a church, but they had a conscience. And you know that for people who never had a Bible, for people who have never stepped into a church, for people who have never had anything to do with organized religion, they have no excuse. Because God is the God who reveals Himself to the conscious of people. He tells you when you're doing right. Who's that voice that speaks to you? When no one is around you, when no one is seeing you, when no one knows your personal business, who is that still voice that speaks and tells you, be careful? It's your conscience. That's God's instrument to keep you on the straight, grow. There's people in this world that need to be saved because they have failed to respond to the Bible they have, which is what? Nature and conscience. And thirdly, who are these people that we are to reach with the gospel? It's millions of people who have heard the gospel but have not received it with childlike faith. Millions of people. And some of them are our relatives. They're good, they are sympathizers. In fact, they will even remind you that they are sympathizers. Because they want you to know that they're not antagonistic. But that will not save them. That will not save them. The fact that they're not antagonistic, the fact that they don't fight organized religion, they mind their own business, they try to live a moral life, they try to do what is right, but that will not save them. And then in that group of people, is it millions of people? Millions of people who have heard the gospel but have not received it with childlike faith. And I don't know if I'm speaking to somebody here. I don't know. Perhaps you have heard this gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, you've heard it since you were a child. And you're not antagonistic. In fact, you are, morally speaking, you are a decent person. You try to do what is right. You try to do. You have a compassionate side of you. And that, if you put it all together, gives you the feeling that I'm a good person. And unconsciously, it gives you a sense of righteousness that you think that because of who you are and how you have lived, you have earned your right into heaven. I'm not asking anybody to identify himself or herself. But there's millions of people, who are good, decent, law-abiding persons, who will do anything that would be necessary to reach out to somebody who's hurting. And these people have fallen back on the fact that they are moral, they're decent, they're law-abiding. En español, I love our Spanish people. Que no le hace mal a nadie. They do no harm to no one. And it gives them a sense of feeling that they are okay with God. If you could have saved yourself because you are okay, because you think you are a decent person, Jesus would have never died. The Bible says he died for all. For the righteous and for the unrighteous. And that's part of our job, to reach these people. And these people need to be reached with a message of love, yes. Message of hope, yeah. A message that will remind them that God has a plan for their life. And if they have been able to do good, and they have been able to help others, and they have been able to contribute to society in many ways, you need to just blow them away by telling them. Could you imagine what God can do with somebody like you? That's right. Could you just imagine what God can do with somebody like you who has a heart for people? That's right. Hallelujah. Yes. But these people need to be reached with a gospel that will liberate them. into the abundance of God. Who are these people? And the challenge that we have is, how will we reach them? How will we reach these different kinds of people that are in different levels of awareness, of consciousness about God, about His plans, about their destiny in God? How will we reach them? How can we reach them? Number one, they must hear our story. They must hear our story. How Jesus changed our life. They must hear our story. I tell you, nothing ministers as so powerful as the story of your life. You may not have been a Nicky Cruz. How many know Nicky Cruz? Nicky Cruz was a gang boy here in Fort Greene Projects. And he became very notorious because of his viciousness. You may not have been a Nicky Cruz, but one day you were lost. You were lost and you were empty. Because when you're lost, you're empty. There's something that is missing. There's something that is missing, and that something is what gives meaning to life.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy Podcast with Dr. Luciano Padilla Jr. Join us next time as Dr. Padilla concludes his message, Reaching the Lost at Any Cost, Part 3.